from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
105.7 The Fan, Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato, my guy Quick Draw McGraw. He's behind the glass. Coming up at 11:15, we'll get you the whip around, see what went on in the world of sports outside of Baltimore last night. And then at 11:30, we'll bring in Gianna Hahn, who covers the Baltimore Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, talk some Ravens football with her. Right now, we're talking to you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's going on?
Vinny, Cordell, how y'all doing?
Good. Not bad.
I'd like to share one stat and then get to my thought, if you don't mind. So, Bruce Bochy managed the Padres for 12 seasons from 95 to 2006, okay? Mm-hmm. And then the San Francisco Giants for 13 seasons from 2007 to 2019. And then he was handed all-or-nothing Texas Rangers-built team for 2 seasons. His story is far different than Brandon Hyde's to some degree, right? They're not even comparable. No offense to Ray. But Brandon Hyde, he's got to figure out how to know who's going to not be getting in the lineup if we can get to the playoffs. You know what I mean? And I personally don't disagree with anybody for Colton Cowser and Holiday being replaced at the dish, but the collective group of those four guys in this scenario, we need to definitely find out if all of them can do it. And two of them are showing they can. And I get why people have the outcry to leave them in the game at that point. But I really hope some of these hiccups are just simply coming to round this team out so that we can put the best team on the field and the best players in the right spots to get to the playoffs and World Series. And hopefully that's just what some of these mistakes are coming from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but here's the thing. What you're saying is Holiday and Cowser are two dudes that you're counting on. If you win the World Series, Holiday and Cowser are playing huge roles. Mm-hmm. That's the thing I don't get. And they're both hitting well. And it was two gut punches to two young guys. And mentally, what does that do to them? You know, maybe not a lot, but I'll guarantee you, you know, when they're walking back to the hotel last night, whoever their buddies are that they're walking with, or Holiday's talking to his dad's probably saying, what in the hell was the manager doing?
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, hello.
Oh, my bad. I was eating a salad. They put pickles on my salad. Oh, my God. real quick, before I get to the Orioles, hey, Cordell, I saw that video yesterday, man. Make sure that when you go out there today, make sure Harbaugh ain't got a concussion, man.
He's going to be sore. He's going to be a little sore, probably.
But
what did he do?
He did the slip and slide fumble drill.
But he hit his head real hard. I think he hit his head harder than Lamar did that playoff game against the Bills.
Oh,
But look, the Orioles, though, man. I feel
maybe
like
Hyder needs to do that drill.
Yeah, but it's like it's the same thing with Hyde. Like, I don't know if he be trying like experiment. Like, I can't even get the word out.
Experiment.
Yeah, experiment. My bad. I don't know if he be trying to experiment different things, But, like, my thing is, if Suarez was doing good, right, bro, just let him keep flowing. Like, I never understood why he always do that. A pitcher doing good, he's taking him out. I don't care if he pitched 4 days or what. Let him grind out. Because guess what? The playoff time comes, what you going to do? You ain't going to start this player because he just pitched 2 days or 3 days ago? Like, come on, man. Like, how I got to get it together? To be honest with you, you know who I wish could be our manager? Dusty Baker. Now, I know some fans probably ain't going to like it, though, but Dusty Baker, man, he's a winner, man. So I don't know, man, how I'm going to have to get it together, or he might be the odd man out next year.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Trippy. And, you know, last year's playoffs were a disaster for the Orioles, but it was kind of, I would say, basically forgiven. It's a young team. A lot of them, their first time there. Sure, we'd love to have seen them at least win a game. But you get swept by the team that goes on to win it all. All right. It is what it is. This year, they're back in first place again. They look like another team, you know, yet again, another year where they're World Series contenders, if nothing else. But you've got to be able to show, at least as a manager, that you can handle some of these moments that they have had. And at times, Brandon Hyde makes questionable decisions just like every other manager does. And at times, he makes decisions that work out. It's the way it goes. But he can't be the reason that they don't reach their potential. It can't be because of him. If it's because guys don't have it and, you know, they run into a buzzsaw, whatever the case is, all right, still got to look competitive. But it can't be due to his decisions for them not reaching their max potential.
Well, the other thing is he can't cost them victories.
Right.
And when you're playing Toronto, team that has 14 new players, they acquired 14 new players.
I mean, this is a team that's just trying to get by right now.
You got to win. I mean, you got to win two or three. You got to win those series.
Right.
You got to. Otherwise, all you're doing is the Yankees are like doing cartwheels.
Yep. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, Cordell? How you doing, Vinny?
What's up, man?
Cordell, I like your rant earlier when you came on. You was saying everything I wanted to say. I'm glad you said it so I don't have to. And as far as that guy came on, that was John. Oh, man, he hit everything right on the head, and that was backed up by Ray. But I can tell y'all something y'all didn't know, man. Y'all didn't know that Jackson Holliday and Kowser told the manager that those other guys go ahead and hit because I'm already 0-3. I don't want to go 0-4. Don't you know that's what happened?
No, Holliday was 1-2.
Missed that, Mike, though.
Yeah, but I was just saying, that's just a joke. I mean, we all see it. I mean, I I'm going to tell you, when I see him – I see a pitcher on a roll, and he takes him out. I say to myself, the next pitcher he puts in going to give up the home run or going to give up two runs. And more than likely, sometimes it does happen with that one that's on the roll, you know. And then he'll bring one in, and he can't throw a strike in his first five pitches. And of course, you got to face three batters. But, it's a crapshoot sometimes, man. But I just want to say that y'all just sit back and just enjoy what you see. And this racing Rodriguez thing is really tearing me up right now. Cause
yep.
I'm right now and I'm trying to put the starting, I'm trying to put the rotation together on paper. And like, man, now Suarez has to come back out, but he looks good every now and then. Sometimes I think when they put him in the bullpen and they bring him back out, he's rejuvenated, but we're going to be a wild card. That's all I'm going to say. And y'all have a great day, fellas.
Appreciate the call, Joe. And yeah, I mean, it's been so much today about Hyde and his decisions that, you know, the Rodriguez stuff is still, that's the overall, that's the biggest problem from last night. I mean, look, they lose
Soto
one game. Yeah, I mean, Soto, and that's another discussion for itself, but figuring out what they're going to do now with this rotation with Grayson's future looking uncertain right now and trying to figure out what's going to come of this lat discomfort injury, that's the biggest problem of the day right now for the Orioles. Let's go to Jimmy in Silver Spring. Jimmy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how y'all guys doing, man?
What's going on,
Jimmy?
Real quick, man. You know, I'm an Orioles fan, man. But y'all have been, everybody on this radio station has been talking up Colby Mayo since the beginning of the year. The guy's on the team. He's 0-12, 0-13. Hyder puts him in there for a big spot. The guy doesn't do anything. And now it's Hyder's mistake. All year long, all I've heard is Colby
Bell. No. The mistake was taking Cowser out, who's one of your hottest hitters. That was the mistake.
Hey, man, people bring in pinch hitters all the time. A couple weeks ago, a week ago, he did it. He did the same thing, and it worked out for him. This is baseball. A baseball manager has the least thing that's going to help them win or lose a game. He, out of all the four sports, the baseball manager has the least. I can't think of the word I want to use,
but probably the decision making.
I don't know about that. I disagree. I mean, he's literally has the control over deciding what pitcher is in the game, what pitcher is not. He has control over who's at the plate and who's not.
He throws them in there, but that doesn't mean it's going to work. This is baseball.
But even I hear you, Jimmy, and I appreciate the call. But even to your point of Colby Mayo, like, you, context matters. Like, you can't just be like, oh, you guys wanted Colby Mayo here, and then he gets in and he stinks in his first major league stint, and now you guys are mad at how. Like, come on, you can't throw the kid out there in that type of situation where he's still searching for his first hit. You got to put context into that. Like, nobody is still saying that they don't want Colby Mayo here. I still want him here. I still want him to get opportunities, but I don't want him to be put in a situation like he was last night that he's clearly not ready for right now. Let him get a hit first before you put him in the eighth inning with the bases loaded where you're trailing. I mean, come on. And you're taking out a guy who's on a 17-game hitting streak. Again, context matters in that. You can't just make a blanket statement like that. I was willing to go with you, but you got to be realistic in that. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get to the whip around. We'll see what went on in the world of sports last night. A couple of things happening around Major League Baseball. One no-hitter broken up late in the game. We'll talk about that and more next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Vinny and Haney's Whip.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
And skies this one to right. Chaz McCormick all the way back. And the no-hitter is over. One out away from the no-hitter. Instead, Corey Seager connects for a 2-run home run.
Vinny and Haney, we're back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato. Quick draw McGraw behind the glass on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's the whip around. That audio you just heard courtesy of AT&T Sportsnet. The Astros, they did win 4-2 over the Rangers, but Framber Valdez, who was on his way to pitching a no-hitter last night, you heard the highlight right there. Corey Seager, two-run shot in the ninth with two outs.
I know. I got an alert on my phone, you know, about the no-hitter possibly.
Yeah, yeah, that's got to be heartbreaking. And look, it's got to be said, Framber Valdez, in a day where a lot of pitchers don't pitch complete games anymore, a lot of pitchers don't go deep into games, he probably does it more than most pitchers. It feels like every other outing from him, he's going very deep into the games. At times, I've seen him have a complete game. He's one of those kind of throwback pitchers for sure. But yeah, didn't get the no-hit bid last night, but the Astros do walk away with the win against the Rangers. Another team getting a win last night, the Chicago White Sox. They hadn't won in forever. What, 21 straight losses?
Yeah.
One loss away from breaking the 88 Orioles losing streak record, and they get the 5-1 win out in Oakland last night to get back in the win column. They'll probably go on and lose their next 20 knowing the White Sox, but I'm sure it felt good for them to be able to get back in the win column. Just looking here at some of the AL East matchups last night, Boston, they won 6-5 in Kansas City, beating the Royals. So Boston still is trying to keep their wild card playoff hopes alive.
Boston's been the most consistent team for a while.
They have. We've got the Tampa Bay Rays. They lost 4-3 to the St. Louis Cardinals in St. Louis last night. The Yankees, they were off.
They got rained out.
They got rained out, so they have the doubleheader today. I think their first game is around 4 o'clock this afternoon. On to some NBA news. Charles Barkley, I don't know if you guys remember, Charles Barkley had made this announcement not too long ago about his retirement.
You know, there's been a lot of noise around our network the last few months. And I just want to say, I've talked to all the other networks, but I ain't going nowhere other than TNT. But I have made the decision myself, no matter what happens, next year is going to be my last year on television.
Yeah, and that was what Charles said. This was maybe about a month or so ago that he had said that.
I remember when he said that, yeah.
And things have changed. Charles is going to be back. It looks like he won't be retiring after next season. He will remain with TNT Sports. It looks like TNT is trying to turn the Inside the NBA TV show into a sports show in general, where they'll talk about every sport. So we'll see how that goes. They're easily the most entertaining sports TV show on TV right now. We'll see how it goes with
Cordell
them branching in other
talks.
Sports. Oh, of course. I mean, and this was nothing but a negotiation tactic for Barkley to try to get TNT to get the NBA rights. And that's a situation that's still going on right now with the NBA taking Amazon's offer despite TNT matching it. Seems like TNT is about to go the legal route with the NBA.
Yeah. Well, the only other sport they'll talk about, they're going to talk about the NBA, Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some college basketball because Barkley's on that.
Right.
And then the NFL.
Yep.
And they're all familiar with NFL stuff. So,
and really, that's all they need.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
That's all they need. A couple of other
Shaq
news.
They're just funny.
Yeah. I mean, they're off script. And it seems like some of these other shows have tried to do it. I've watched the Fox baseball pregame show with Ortiz and those guys, and I like them as a crew, but I feel like everybody's trying to take the off-scriptness that the TNT guys
and
do.
TNT tried to do it with hockey,
mm-hmm.
and it's
not the same. Yeah, ESPN has tried to do it.
Just because Gretzky's doesn't have that type of personality. Gretzky's like Joe Montana was,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, Shaq is... Shaq and Barkley, man, they say what they want to say, you know, and then
Kenny
who's the host?
Ernie.
Ernie, they just get along. They just feel each other. They have a great chemistry.
Oh, no doubt about
it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So it'll be on TV. It looks like still Charles isn't retiring which is good news. United States men's basketball, they blew out Brazil yesterday, 122-87. Pretty much a total team effort in that one. Kevin Durant becomes the all-time leading scorer for Team USA basketball, passing Lisa Leslie in terms of Olympics. So congratulations to KD. Also, I just saw something else here. Lauri Markkanen getting that five-year, $238 million contract with the Utah Jazz yesterday. He was a big part of a lot of trade talks. It felt like kept seeing a lot of things of the Warriors potentially targeting him, but it looks like he's staying put in Utah. And also, the Patriots are no longer pursuing the Brandon Ayuk trade. So if yesterday we were hearing it's down to the Patriots and Browns, maybe it's just down to the Browns now. I said it yesterday.
Steelers,
I think he's going to end up staying.
Steelers are back in it now. Yeah. And the Patriots, the problem that the Patriots had was he didn't want to go there.
Yeah. Well, can
and
you blame him?
He's no, not at all. I wouldn't want to go there either. You know what's crazy is like, 5 years ago, it would have been, you'd been jumping for joy to go there to play with Brady. Now, you know, he wants to go to Pittsburgh or wants to go to Washington. Washington doesn't want anything to do with him, which I don't blame him right now. And Pittsburgh, I was listening to like NFL show and Get Up and stuff this morning, and they were saying if they got Ayuk, Pittsburgh, they'll win the division. You think?
I mean, I think they're a dark horse now, honestly. So getting Ayuk, that definitely would be a boost to that receiving core. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll bring in Gianna Han, who covers the Baltimore Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Talk some Ravens football with him, who's been opening her eyes so far in training camp. We'll ask her that and more next here on The Fan. We'll take a funhouse trip with Quick Draw, see what you guys are talking about on the text line. I could probably guess what's on there, but
pretty obvious.
We'll see. We're efforting to get Gianna Han on with us to talk some Ravens football. And yesterday we were out at practice after the show and got to get our first look at guys like Russell Gage. Adisa Isaac made his debut, although he, you know, didn't do a whole lot. We didn't see Arthur Millett out there, and
nope.
John told us, or Bateman. Or Dafe Owe.
Yeah.
Always dealing with the sprained ankle. Bateman, I don't recall John saying anything specific.
His ribs are sore.
I could be wrong. I got to go back and look at the quote to see if he said anything specific. But yeah, pretty much the same thing he's been dealing with. And Millett, apparently it's a knee issue that John said he doesn't believe is going to be season ending. But when you start just thinking and you hear those words and you start looking at it from that scope, it's like, all right, so when are we looking at getting Arthur Millett back? So
sounds like surgery's involved there.
I'm pretty concerned. And it's unfortunate because he's been crazy good at camp. Crazy good. I mean, he and Marlon have been the most impressive secondary guys to me throughout camp to this point. Marlon has looked really good to this point, and Millett has been like right there with him. So that's going to be a big blow. And I mean, obviously we know Kyle Hamilton can play in the nickel spot. Marlon can as well. Maybe this opens the door to get some of these young guys on the field, Nate Wiggins specifically, but Millett would be a huge loss for this defense if he's not able to go.
Yeah. I think, you know, who could help the most, Cordell Simpson. You know, because I was watching Simpson, you know, a little bit. He can cover, you know, because his COD, his change of direction is he's explosive. So, and he can run 4.4. He runs faster than Millett, you know, and he's a 240-pound body. So this could help him because Queen played every down. And then, you know, maybe he can develop into that. But I agree, it with Wiggins, could be Wiggins. The only thing concerns me about Wiggins is another yellow flag. I mean,
he's handsy.
Yes, he is.
He's very handsy.
Because he'll like jump. Double moves kill him going deep. And that's the only thing that concerns me, you know, because with Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy and stuff with Kansas City, they're throwing the ball deeper now, and they're going to take some shots if he's in there. So you know, maybe Marlon goes in there. But I think the guy that could help the most might be Simpson.
And you talk about you know, some of those speed receivers that the Chiefs have. And, you know, Nate Wiggins has a tremendous amount of speed himself. That's kind of his calling card, that makeup speed. But how valid is that makeup speed when you're going up against guys that are just as fast, if not faster than you? They're going to leave you. You take the wrong step on some of those double moves, or you go in when they go out. You're not catching up to some of these guys. And that's going to be the challenge, I think, for him. I think a lot of these young guys, when they're used to depending on their makeup speed, it allows them to take risks. You know, and I don't want to say be lazy in there, but in their mechanics necessarily, but they know if they take the false step, they can make up for it. But at this level, you'll find out quickly, a lot of these receivers aren't letting you catch up with them. And when you're going up against a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, who's putting the ball exactly where it has to be, it kind of lets you know how precise you do have to be in coverage.
Yeah. The only thing I see with Wiggins right now, Cordell, is like we were talking about, he is handsy, especially like on the deep stuff. But when he's like in press man, he allows separation.
Mm-hmm.
He's for as fast as he is, he allows separation. He did at Clemson because he would always like grab. The guy I think is going to kind of benefit from all that is Armour Davis, because he makes plays on the ball deep. I've seen him make plays on the ball deep, and he's bigger and thicker, and he's looking good. I mean, and that is like crucial for them to have him stay healthy.
I was about to say, just to stay healthy is a big part of it. They've shown that when he is healthy, they want to play him.
He's a player.
Yeah, they want
to
play him.
I remember talking to Ozzie, and I talked about him like a couple years ago. And both of us, if he can stay healthy, he's a starter.
Mm-hmm.
But staying healthy is the key. And I think I like him as a player because he's got skill.
Yeah, I think the last couple of days have been a little shaky for him. Yesterday, for sure, I watched him struggle a little bit, but overall, you know, I think he's been solid. And in game situations, for the most part, when he is out there, he looks pretty good. He makes plays in special teams as well, so that'll be a big part in him just making the I look at him right now as a guy that's on the roster.
Oh, no doubt, because right now he's, in my mind, he'd be running with the twos. Mm-hmm. You know, him and Wiggins would be running with the twos, in my mind. And he's your punt cover guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely on the team. It's just how much he's going to play. And he may have to play because they're going to want Wiggins or Armour Davis, to me, on the outside more so than they want Humphrey. Because, you know, if you're Kansas City and Marlon's on the outside, I'm going deep.
Yeah.
Whether it be Worthy or whether it be Marquise, hey, I'm challenging you. You better be ready because it's coming.
Coming up next. Do we got time? Should we take the call? What you think? Yep. Nolan's giving a thumbs up. Let's take a call real quick. Let's go to Bruce in Bel Air. Bruce, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Cordell, Vinny, and Quick Draw. How you doing?
What's going on?
I just was going to call about the higher moves last night. I think maybe the pressure's kind of getting to him. I'm thinking that he's kind of thinking that if he doesn't make a move, they're going to lose now or something. But, I mean, sometimes as a manager, the best move you can make is no move, definitely.
Right.
But if you tell me we're down 5-1 in the eighth and tell me the base is loaded, nobody out, and we got Jackson Holliday coming to the plate, I'm jumping for joy.
Me too.
Right now, the way he's handling everybody, but going opposite field, I got no doubt he'd hit something opposite field off that left-hander. But I mean, the same thing with Cowser. You tell me there's one out and Cowser's up, bases loaded. Man, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, he's like right center field guy a lot too, you know, hitting the ball.
I know. He could get one in the gap or put one over the fence, but he's on a 17-game hitting streak.
Right. Yep. Not anymore.
But I think it may be the pressure. I don't know what – I've never seen him make moves like this, but I agree with Vinny, too. It's definitely a mental thing. As a manager, I don't know how you can do that to a young, fragile guy, especially like
Holliday and Cowser, both of them.
Yeah, but, I mean, Holliday, you know, he had a bad go, and all of a sudden he's got his feet underneath him, and he's – doing good things and to take him out in that situation. with nobody out, I don't understand it. But
yeah, I thought it was
anyway.
Dumb.
I just wanted to get that off my chest, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Bruce. And, yeah, I mean, he said it. You know, sometimes the best move is no move.
Yeah.
And,
Cordell, let me ask you this. Does Hyder, because it's – does he prefer the veteran guy? Because, you know –
you talking about a specific – or you just –
no, you
general?
Know, because he loves Mateo. He, loves Urias.
Yeah. I mean, he loves
Mullins.
His guys, for yeah. sure. For sure. He definitely loves the veteran guys. And I think he loves the young guys, too, but he's – he struggles to probably, you know, allow some of these young guys to get those opportunities. That's probably my biggest knock on him is that he doesn't see it. You know, he kind of just makes a decision of what's going to happen before it even happens and kind of takes the opportunity away from these guys instead of giving them chances. We're talking about players that in Kowser and Holiday, who we expect to be pillars of this organization going forward. If you're not going to give them opportunities in these type of situations, what are we doing?
Well, Cordell, let me ask you this question. Who does Hyder like bounce stuff off of in the dugout?
I mean, Freddie for sure. And I mean, I'm probably some of his other coaches as well,
he
but
may
they
not
have a full,
time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of
that,
it is just
the guy, who's the one
philosophical.
Standing next to him?
That's Freddie.
Freddie. So, like, you know, like, does Freddie say, yeah, that's a good idea, you know, to do that? Or, you know, be like Hyder? Well, you
right.
know, I mean, if, because, like, I could just see, if you're in the clubhouse or I'm in, or not in, in the dugout, and Hyder comes to me and says, let's pinch hit for Holiday. What? Ooh, are you serious? I mean, that's what my
right.
reaction would have been.
And they have their data that they go off of, and you know, that's yeah.
F the data, right, Norm?
That's where I'm at with it.
I mean, sometimes I would say, generally speaking, there's very few players that are above or off limits when it comes to pinch hitting for them. So, pinch hitting for Jackson Holiday, like across the board, that's not an issue. But in that situation, it is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a month from now, with the way Holiday's swinging, we don't know how he's going to be swinging a month from now. You pinch hit for him then, maybe it's not an issue, depending on who you're bringing in. Again, it's all contextual. Last night, the context, it makes no sense.
At all. I mean, he already went deep in the game. You know, he's already the guy that's been one of the hottest bats since he's been called back up. I mean, he's starting to look like the prospect that they thought they had, you
yep.
know? And I just thought that was poor timing. Context is everything for sure. It's not just that they pinch hit for him. It's when they did it, who they did it for, and how hot Holiday was at the time.
Perception's reality.
Yeah, for sure. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll take a trip through the fun house with Quick Draw, see what you guys are saying on the text line. That's next here on The Fan.
Quick Draws, Fun House. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
People actually want to talk about the Ravens.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's all Brandon Hyde here. You know what it is. First texter here says, I understand using analytics as a tool, but sometimes you just have to use the old trusted eyesight, and I believe Brandon Hyde refuses to trust his eyesight. I think he may have done a bad job last night and even lost the team in a similar way that Buck Showalter did in the 2016 wildcard game.
Well, I don't know if he lost the team. I mean, that'd be pretty bad if it happened last night. This is still a team that is in prime position to achieve all the goals that they ultimately want to achieve this year. But yeah, I mean, I think it's an organizational thing as a whole. You know, definitely Brandon Hyde is the guy with the keys. He's the guy in the dugout making those decisions. So ultimately it does fall on him. But a part of me does feel like he's just following suit with what the organization's priorities are.
This texter here, this is from Mike, says Hyde is unbelievably overrated. A great choice when he was hired in 2019 to get yourself through the rebuild, but the team has outgrown him. In fact, they outgrew him midway through 2022, in my opinion.
And that's the debate right now. I mean, I I always want to see. Everybody complains about Mark Jackson, right? Mark Jackson getting the Warriors up and getting the birth of Steph Curry in the NBA and all that stuff, and then here comes Steve Kerr taking over, and now they're the dynasty and all that, and nobody really likes to see those things happen. So I wanted to see Brandon Hyde get to see this thing through, but if he's going to make decisions like last night, it's going to be tougher for him to be able to be along for the ride as long as this thing goes.
I think it'll work itself out, Cordell, you know, because they got a tight race with the Yankees and Boston coming up, you know, what, 4 or 5 games behind. And then the playoffs, we're going to find out whether he can handle this or not, and because there's going to be a ton of pressure. I mean, this has been really the first year that expectation, you know, it's World Series or bust. You know, can he handle that type of pressure? Because now is, you know, nut-cutting time that we've got here, and there's no room for... You know, those kind of games you got to win. Let's just say that. When you're playing the Torontos and the Tampas, who were sellers, you got to win those series.
No doubt.
Right, and just quickly here before we get to the break, I mean, the Orioles only played 3 playoff games last year. They were dismissed so quickly. Mm-hmm. The third and final one wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was over after the third inning practically. Of those 3 games, I mean, how many were close? The first one was relatively close and got away late. I mean, Hyde just simply hasn't had many reps under his belt where he's had to manage a close playoff game. They've only had 3 in general, and of those 3, you could only argue 1 was close. So when it gets to crunch time and every decision matters even more in the playoffs, he doesn't even have that much experience to draw on. And I can't say confidently that what we saw last night isn't going to happen again in the playoffs.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and just look at the team as a whole. Last year, they were so good in one-run games. They were so good in these tight games. They found multiple ways to win last year. You can make the argument they're finding just as many ways to lose this year. Granted, they have a great record, but it just does not feel the same to me when you compare last year's team to this year's team. And maybe it's because last year we didn't expect them to do what they did, and this year we kind of, like Vinny said, have bigger expectations. Maybe that's a part of it. But they're not winning games the same ways that they were able to last year. This year does feel like if a certain amount of things don't happen, which usually include hitting home runs, they're probably not going to win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.